Blog Talk Radio.
What up? What's up, you guys? Welcome to Sun Every Day with your boy, Petey Pete. And I also got on the line Coach Cummings from Seminole State. The guys had a pretty good week. They are on a four-game winning streak, and these guys are making big noise around here in the JUCO world. What's up, Coach Cummings?
Hey, what's going on, Petey Pete?
Not much, man. You guys doing all right? How's the weather down there?
Man, it's been good. Yeah, it hasn't been as cold as it has been, so we're starting to warm up a little bit, so we appreciate every bit of that.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. Down here, it's a lot of fog going on. It's raining, and I just got to say, people having wrecks around here.
Man.
Yeah. Man, I was just giving an update on my show on the Word on the Street here, and they got two of our busiest streets are closed off because some cars are trying to do backflips or something.
Hey, tell them be careful out there.
No, that's right, man. But you guys, on a four-game winning streak here, and so kind of let the people know, you guys just had a sweep against Rose State, and let the people know who y'all started off starting, I think, was it Tuesday?
Last week or you with?
This week. Tuesday. Yeah, last week. I'm sorry. Yeah, last week.
Last week, yeah. Actually, we started off with a L last Tuesday against Western. They put it thump us pretty good. Humbled us a little bit, but we bounced back that weekend against Rose State, which was a conference. We picked up on. We read 16-0 in conference.
Okay.
And
hey,
so
you're kind of cutting out a little bit, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go. You were saying you guys just whooped up on Rose State?
Yeah. We're put up 16-0 in conference right now. We actually shut them out the first game. Kevin Bishop, who was actually pitcher of the week again for the second straight week.
I did see that. Let me hit the ghetto bell for my boy, man. You know, he's doing big things. And who else was the player of the week? The player of the game?
I have to give the for us on our end, I have to go with Brayden Rod. Catcher / third baseman out of Oklahoma, and in the past three games, he's been combined of, six, seven hits.
You were cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to give it to Brayden Rodden out of Seminole personally. He's been combined total about 7 or 8 hits over the weekend.
Yeah, it's that Gucci man wake up in the sky, yeah? Okay, that's what's up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, so you can have
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say you guys are 6-0 in conference, you were saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. So who's the people y'all gonna have to go to the shop before the games? Which one of the teams that's coming up that you say, man, we gotta get this win?
Man, every one of them. We treat every one of them as if with the New York Yankees. So.
I know that's right, because you guys are looking to win the World Series, man. So you guys still trying to win the series?
Oh man, we'd be crazy not to chase after that.
I know that's right. And then in program history, you guys have yet to win the World Series, huh? Right?
Right. Yeah, we've yet to win the world national title.
The national title.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So what are y'all doing to prepare, man? I know you guys are on a winning streak, and who are some guys that you're going to need to step up to the plate to make sure y'all get there? I know head coach Chambers, there, his son plays, Little Mac. Oh, he probably don't want me to call him Little Mac. But, you know, Mac, and you guys got some people that can go. So who's the people you guys are going to look to take you guys there?
Really, I'll have to say
are guys who are not current starters, you know, because our current starters could go down at any moment. We need every guys who are backing up those guys to be prepared and ready to go when their name is called. So it takes, you know, everyone to be, you know, give a comp to help them accomplish what we're talking.
Okay, that's one heck of an approach right there, man, for the listeners out there. And that's true. You got to be ready when your number is dialed. And speaking football terms, I know a lot of people know about Nick Foles. I think he just got traded, but he was the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles when Carson Wentz went down. Nick Foles took him to the Super Bowl. Almost did the same thing last year. So whenever his number was dialed, he picked it up and ran with it. So who's y'all fastest on the team, Coach Cummins? You know I'm a speed guy. Who's the fastest?
Well, I would probably have to go with Marcus Brose, center fielder.
Who is that?
He's currently committed to Virginia, and he ran a 6.56 on our pro day last fall.
Oh, I kind of say that again. Your phone is kind of fading a little bit.
Marcus Brose out of Quebec. He's currently committed to Virginia, and he ran a 6.56. He ran a 6.56 in the fall at our pro day.
Oh, okay. So he ran in my time, man. Tell him I said I want to race.
That's what I'm telling him too. That's what I've been working on. It's the business.
I know that's how the talk Coach Chambers I'm coming from.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I sure will, because man, you know he's still getting after it too.
That's what's up, man. So how is this week looking for you guys?
Right now we're starting off pretty good. We played last night against Cali County. We jumped on them pretty well. We ended up getting those guys 11-4. We just whole game, hitters and pitchers, did a phenomenal job yesterday. We had a combination. One second, Pete.
You good, man.
Yeah, I'm up. I had my rap sheet with me, and I can't find it. Bob must have moved it from me.
probably. But who's been recruiting you guys? You guys have some pro scouts come to the games yet, or is that later during the season?
No, they come here. They're here often, man. We've been summing up. We have a tradition, Andy. Scouts here. They come for our air squads. They come for our regular season games. Yeah, they're here quite a bit.
That's what's up right there, man. And so how many more games do you have the rest of this week?
We have three more conference games. We have Thursday and Friday. Thursday
okay.
And Saturday.
Y'all playing during the nose? Y'all are there home games?
On Saturday. We're on the Eastern. We're home Thursday and then we're away on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Where you guys headed to on Saturday?
Eastern. We have Eastern, the three-game series against Eastern. So Thursday we play it here at 2 o'clock. We go Eastern to 1 o'clock
for the games. Oh, okay, man. That's what's up. I wish you guys best of luck. Let people know where they can follow you guys at on your Seminole page, man.
Follow us on Twitter at SSC Baseball or on Facebook at SSC Trojan Baseball. And then you guys also follow us on Game Changer, Seminole State College.
Yeah, that game changer, man. That stuff keeps you updated right there.
Yeah, it does. And it's a nice little stat sheet that we get to keep. It keeps track of everything.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck whenever you guys face Eastern this weekend. Hopefully, you guys can bring it out. And when is the? You said you guys got three or four more conference games.
No, we got conference every weekend from here on out.
Oh, just this week? That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. For this week, we have three conference games this week, and then we keep it going. We normally have one or two midweek games.
Already, that's what's up. Well, all right, Coach Cummins, man, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for that weekly recap right there, and I can't wait to talk to you again and see how you guys do this weekend, all right?
All right, Nephi, it's good talking to you.
Already, you too as well, bro. Have a good one.
Yep, you too.
All right.
Shout out to Coach Cummins right there, man. That's one of my good friends, assistant coach and player development there at Seminole State. These guys are on the four-game winning streak doing tremendous things. Shout out to the head coach, Mac Chambers. He was actually my high school baseball coach, so I can just imagine the work ethic that them guys have been that are putting in right now. So shout out to them, and shout out to you that's listening too as well, and also them Red Raiders, Texas Tech basketball. Run a shout out to the Big 12 this weekend. Let me hit the ghetto bell. You know, Jared Culver, one on the street. He's the Big 12 player of the year. And also Chris Bird, the head coach for the Red Raiders, too, as well. He's coach of the year. Shout out to him, man. Big things are happening here in Lubbock, Texas. And the baseball team, Tech baseball team, is doing pretty good. Just beat Wichita State, I believe, 11-4. Them boys are doing big things. And for the first time in program history, the first time in program history, our softball team are ranked in the top 10. Great, this is a great time to be part of Texas Tech sports, and it's a great time to be part of Seminole State, too, as well. Like I said, four-game winning streak. They just closed up, beat up on Rose College, man. Now they're about to play Eastern this weekend. Shout out to the whole Trojan Nation. Shout out to Coach Cummins, and you guys can follow me right now. I'm live on the Word on the Street on 104.9 to B2 as well. I got two shows going on at once. So hopefully I will get syndicated. You know what I'm saying? Coming up here in a little bit, we do got that new weekend. It's called Lost in the Fire. But right now, I got to go ahead and GO. So you guys make sure you stay true to yourself and be yourself, because everybody else is taken. When you wake up in the morning, make sure you got that devil shaking. We'll be back next Tuesday for another Seminole State Weekly Recap with Coach Cummins. Yo, that's Soul 9 Radio with your host, PP.